Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The pandemic certainly has upended the performing arts scene. How have musicians, for example, been able to make a living? Our next guest says creativity certainly helps. Jesse Schaefer is a jazz musician living and creating in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a senior at the College of Charleston, and his band, the Roybos Quartet, has a new album released by a New York City jazz label. And he joins us now by phone from Charleston. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about this band and what the jazz scene in Charleston is like.
Sure. The group I'm in is called the Roybos Quartet. It's R-O-O-I-B-O-S. We're a modern jazz group based in Charleston. We all attended the College of Charleston. I'm preparing to graduate, but the other members are older than I am. The jazz scene in Charleston, it's really small, but there are many world-class musicians. We find lots of work due to the booming tourism industry, and the general arts scene in Charleston is, I think, underappreciated by most people.
Now, tell us how you've been dealing with the pandemic as a person in the performing arts industry.
There was definitely a lull at first. I was lucky pretty quickly after restaurants opened to be able to pick up some regular gigs. But likewise, I've also turned to teaching, which I hadn't done prior to the pandemic, as well as remote recording session work. So from my house, just with my minimal setup, people will send me tracks to add bits and pieces to. And yeah, that's been an amazing change. And I certainly will continue to do that following the pandemic.
And now talk about your experience as a recording artist now with this album being picked up by a New York City jazz label. Tell us about that. How did all that come about?
That's been a project that I've been working on for the past couple of years. We recorded it a week before the pandemic started, and then I started contacting people and networking and connected with Sunnyside Records in New York. They were kind enough to help us release the album, promote it, and hopefully once the pandemic is over, we'll go up to New York and work with them in person more.
Talk about this business now and how one makes money from the recording world nowadays with all of the streaming music services that are out there.
So with all of the streaming services, the most important part is accessibility and how many people are listening to your music now, which drives audiences to come to live shows.
And I'm sure you share in the revenue stream of the streaming services if people are listening, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but I think it equates to about 1,000 plays is about $10 for most streaming services, which isn't that bad. Things start to add up after a while, and there's, of course, digital downloading that still happens, and likewise, there are many people that will buy CDs through the internet and have them shipped to their house just because they like having something physical to hold on to.
And is this your chosen career now? Is this what you've been studying at the College of Charleston?
Yes, I am. I am a jazz performance major. There are very few of us, but we're super close and it's very tight knit and intense. I don't necessarily know if I'll only pursue just jazz as a career, but definitely music in general.
And do you see yourself staying in Charleston, or will you see the need to venture into larger music cities like New York City or Memphis or New Orleans?
Honestly, a lot of people from larger national touring acts have started gravitating and moving to Charleston lately. But I think ultimately I will try to go to a big city. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee originally. That's always, you know, an option. I have lots of friends there that I can work with, but it's hard to say. I'm definitely going to stay in Charleston for at least another year or two.
What part of the music landscape that has changed because of the pandemic do you see just becoming permanent?
Live stream concerts. I can't see that going away now that it's here. Even a lot of venues in Charleston have begun live streaming all of their performances, even if there are people present in the audience. Also, the remote session work didn't really exist as much prior to the pandemic, but I think that's definitely here to stay.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Jesse Schaefer is a jazz musician living and creating in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also soon to graduate from the College of Charleston, and his band is the Rooibos Quartet. We will have a link to the band posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.